still. She sat still in the still scene, like the subject of a series of photographic stills, which told of landscapes and stories long gone. Long gone, but still written into the space of the river of history.
The river is the landscape where the birds come to stay over the summer. The river is the place abandoned by the birds in winter. It sings its quiet drone without needing an audience, without needing attention. The sky is large with big clouds and full and empty at the same time. Just like us.
Walking all day under the heat of the sun and surrounded by water on all sides, wondering about the land over the sea. How many people before us in walking this path have thought the very same thing?
The landscape does not make a difference between this shore and the opposite shore.
Nature does not ask for your passport.
We could swim over to Poland. The river would accept our crossing. The river would not judge whether we were Austrian or English or German or Irish or Syrian.
Difference
or Bosnian
and indifference.
Or Chilean. Or Egyptian,
borders in the mind,
Iranian, or Jamaican,
borders in language,
or Nigerian,
borders
or
in perception,
or British,
borders in culture,
French,
borders in thinking,
or Hebrew,
borders in knowing,
or Tasmanian,
borders in feeling,
Indian,
borders in sensing, borders
Chinese,
in understanding,
or Russian,
bordering
or
on landscapes. The landscape. Full and empty at the same time. Just like us.
Rest up and take refuge with me. Together we can find a cure. This landscape seems timeless. The water of the river flows constantly in its own rhythms, unimpressed by its role as a border between countries. Its riverness is independent of history, unless it dries out, little by little, drop by drop, bird by bird, toad by toad.
And as the darkness descends, down come the clouds, like a blanket laying on the scene below, lowering down, covering with an inky, cottony, velvety black. The wind rustles in the reefs. The wind caresses my skin. I hear the soft stroke in my ears.
And I feel some drops of rain, and I smell the fresh of green, of river, of open air. The river seems to say, I am the messenger. Follow my path, and you will meet the land.
We could sense a calling. How many daughters would, outside on the inside, accompany us into and through this world?
The river speaks in its own tongues, in its own winds and birds and greens and fishes and banks and shores and bridges and grounds and swimmers and boats.
Isn't water talking in the same language to all the people along the shore?
And sluices.
Someone once said that if you change the way you look at things, then the things you look at change. So, looking in different directions, we begin to translate the outside inside and breathe in the surrounding view.
Voices following the river. The many voices that cross the waters and take their stories with them. Stories and songs that now travel the world. Waters so vast we cannot swim over with the pure strength of our body.
Our water body. The singer. The landscape, full and empty at the same time, just like us.